Great journey. So exciting. There's just another step right here. And just coming from Germany and dreaming about it in Germany, watching the combine, and just being here right now and all my friends watching me right now. It's just amazing. It's just amazing to be here and like go through all this. Yeah, online. Yep. And I watched Chris Long, Murray Williams, like all every year we just watched it. You know, it was a big event. All the football players just gather around and just want to watch it together. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited, and not only going out there, just you know seeing all the coaches. Seeing actually the faces in front of you, what you see on TV every Sunday, is just ridiculous.
Jonathan Stewart, Texas A&M.
It was great. I didn't see most of them like in 8 weeks, and I was just walking by. I was like, hey, what's up, Rodney Smith? What's up, Chris Thompson? It's just awesome to see that so many Florida State people are doing great, and they got invited to this event.
How many sports did you play outside of football?
I played soccer for 6 years before I started playing football.
Anything else, basketball?
Nope.
How long have you been playing football?
I started when I was 12. Flag football, yeah.
What teams?
The Raiders, the Packers, and the Seahawks. The journey. It's just they asked me, first question is explain why you're here. Like, how did you come over here? And that takes like a long 10 minutes just to like try to explain everything at like a fast pace. And then like, it's like when you have 5 interviews in a row and you have to explain the same story, I'm forgetting all these key moments in my life. But just trying to explain and see how passionate I am about this game. I made a lot of sacrifice, left my country, my family, my girlfriend, she's my wife today, just to be here and just pursue this dream. I can't understand you. What's that? 6th grade. There was a classmate who threw around the football, and I just started, you know, throwing around with him, and he saw I got some catching skills, and he just asked me to join his club team, the Berlin Adler, and I did, and I just fell in love with flag football at the time. But when you turn 15, you automatically advance to the tackle football, and it was just the most amazing feeling, just hitting people, and I just fell in love with the game. I played a lot of Madden. That's how I get to know the NFL, and It was just crazy. And then my head coach, York Hoffman, said, you have a lot of potential. You should try to go to high school and go through the whole American recruiting process with the goal to be here and I get drafted. I never looked back. I just pursued that dream. Like, it was my dream, but of course, like, I was so young. I was like 12, 13, 14 years old. I would never imagine that I was going to be, you know, at the combine. Of course, I always believed in the dream. I want to play the NFL, but I was a little kid. But I'm like, good thing I never looked back and questioned myself and just go take the opportunities I had and just take them. I would do it over again. I experienced so much in my life, just seeing so much of the world and different places in America, the West Coast, East Coast, South, now like the North, and just meeting so many different people. Just I would do it over and over again. The USA Football International Student Program, they send like 5 to 6 kids every year to like a prep school in the Northeast area. They give you a list and they pay like a scholarship, like tuition to the prep school. And they gave me a list and I was like, okay, I've never been out of Germany. I don't know Connecticut, Massachusetts, and all these states. I don't know where it is, you know. But I just saw football. I just want to do this. I couldn't even speak English. And I just pointed my finger on a list of like 50 schools. And I pointed out 2 schools. And the Salisbury school was one of them. And I got in contact with Christopher Adamson. And I sent him a highlight tape. And he was really so interested. And we just started getting everything going per email and the translator. When you get thrown into culture and like you have to speak the language, like you pick it up that fast. It's ridiculous. I learned it like in 2 or 3 months, just being in America. And I took English in high school, but a lot of people take Spanish here and can't speak any Spanish. And this was me in Germany just taking English. And but everything worked out.
Did you
No comment. I had individual goals and I had team goals. I achieved both of them. I wrote them actually down in my mirror, and I achieved all of those goals. And I was healthy, and I have a wife in college. Everything was just pointing towards leaving. I gave Florida State everything I had, and was great 3 years. And it was just time to move on for me and my family. Yes, team are asking me to do that, and I think I can do it. I did it at Florida State when Brennan Jenkins went down. He was our 3-4 outside linebacker, and I replaced him, and I think I did a good job, and I think I'm athletic enough to do it in the NFL.
Can you run?
Yes, sir. No, there's just too many. There's no favorite team. When I played Madden back in the day, I always took the good players and just created the Bjorn Warner team. So that was my favorite team.
Was NFL Europe around when you were growing
Yeah.
up? Yeah. Did you go to some games?
Yes, I went to every game for the Berlin Thunders. That was the big event every weekend for the Berlin Adler. Like, the guys, my friends, just going there, just watching them. It was the big event. It's like every time I hear somebody playing soccer, like back in the day, everybody says it was because of soccer. Thank you, soccer, if it was for it. And I really don't know if it has to do with soccer or not. But if I give the credit to the soccer, if it's. I was so young, I played everything. When you're like one of the tiny ones, nobody has assigned positions. Everybody's playing everything. Yeah, just chase the ball. Just the physicality of it, playing from playing soccer and being a big guy and always getting out, take that big guy out of the soccer game because you're hurting people. And then I just got into football and just hitting people. It's such a man sport where you line up against another guy and who's going to be the stronger guy. It's just an amazing game where it's just not like the physicality, even like the mental conditioning, where can you do it once or can you do it, 50 times in the game. They don't understand it. No, they're just so happy, just like me. But I'm trying to explain the NFL comment to my parents. Actually, before I left, I talked to them, and I told them about interviews, when you have interviews with the teams, and they're like, so, wait, are you going to play for an NFL team after this combine already? And I was like, no, it's just another puzzle in the whole process. They don't understand it. It's just so hard to understand for the European people who don't play football, because in the soccer world you can pick your team, you can pick how much money, just get offers. But here you don't have any rights. The team takes you. He was a normal guy. He didn't try to let that affect him. He only knows the truth, and it was just, he's a great guy. I'm really close with him, and everybody at IMG, nobody said anything. It was just a great atmosphere. When it came out, nobody got distracted, and we were just looking forward to this event.
Do you know any of the other German American ballpark?
Yes. Marcus Kuhn, he actually was my player host when I was still in high school, and I visited NC State, so I knew him through my whole college career. And Sebastian Farmer is with CAA Sports, the same agency I'm with, and I talked to him a little bit on the phone, but I never met him in person. And then we got another guy, Kasim, who's at Boston College. He's a defensive end. He's actually a really good friend of mine. He played with me and against me in Germany the whole time. At college and at Florida State, I only played the left side. Wow, there's so many of those now. I love America. I love the culture. I mean, if I wouldn't love it, I wouldn't be here. And there's nothing I told myself, man, why I'm doing this. Everything so far was just a great experience, and nothing holds me back to keep staying here.
You talked about watching the NFL Europe games. Would you like to see the NFL expand internationally?
Yes. Yes. Of course, I would love to see that. Hopefully I have a great NFL career, and my goal is just to create a little pipeline where kids like me just need an opportunity, who want to play over here, but just need the people around him to, you know, give him the opportunities. And that's my long-term goal, where I can, like, open something like that, you know, maybe like a little recruiting service or something like that. And I would love to see being a team over there. Like, but then you have the question, you know, who wants to play for the team from America, you know? Like, I don't know if a lot of people want to play over in Europe and stuff like that. So... Maybe just because it was such a man sport, you know, we don't have a man sport like that, you know. There's all the American sports like hockey, and a lot of people play soccer. Maybe the people who don't like soccer all love football just because, you know, like, wow, it's just men just hitting each other, like, you know, de-cleating everybody, and like, maybe this is the reason. Like, I can't explain it, but this is why I loved it. This is why my friends back home love it. So I can't really explain that. Marcus Hunt, yeah, I'm working out with him. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a beast. He's going to surprise a lot of people at this combine. And, yeah, I actually became really good friends with him over the last 8 weeks. My style of play, I think my style of play is just the overall. I got everything a little bit. I feel like I'm athletic enough. I'm smart enough. I got the instincts, and just there's nothing I'm lacking of really bad. But there's nothing I'm like standing out really good. So I'm just. But that's my goal. Like, I want to be that overall DN who can be in on every situation. Like, you can throw every situation at me. I want to be in there, and I can handle it. He's with the same agency, and I talked to him on the phone. I never met him in person.
Has he had any thoughts, having a similar background?
Yeah, he played in the same league I played, and he played for a big rival team, the Düsseldorf Panthers. But it wasn't in my time, so the first time I heard of him was when he got drafted.
All right, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.